Michael Moore's new documentary, Fahrenheit 9/11, is opening in nearly 900 theaters across the country, a remarkable number of screens for a documentary. The film already has been the subject of massive media coverage. It won the top prize at the Cannes International Film Festival earlier this year. It also has been condemned for its brutal tirade against President Bush and the war in Iraq. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says Fahrenheit 9/11 is worth watching.
Fahrenheit 9/11 is an unapologetic attack, both savage and savvy, on an administration that Michael Moore feels has betrayed America and done extensive damage to the world. The film can be nitpicked and second-guessed, but it cannot be ignored. It's a landmark in American political filmmaking that demands to be seen. Moore has always been a master provocateur, adept at raising temperatures and arousing passions. Under his shambling, willfully unglamorous persona lies a shrewd intelligence, someone with the keenest of eyes for the preposterous and the absurd.
How could Congress pass this Patriot Act without even reading it?
Sit down, my son. We don't read most of the bills. Do you really know what that would entail if we were to read every bill that we passed?
This is a filmmaker who knows both what he can make fun of and what makes fun of itself. Only Moore would punctuate a sequence on the Bin Laden family leaving the U.S. with the song, "We Gotta Get Out of This Place," and a clip of Dragnet's Jack Webb doing some fierce questioning of suspected bad guys. Fahrenheit 9/11 is not as outright funny as the director's first film, Roger and Me, or even the Oscar-winning Bowling for Columbine. But though the situation is so grave we may want to cry, Moore is adept at making us smile even when we're not expecting to.
Even though we were nowhere near the White House, for some reason the Secret Service had shown up to ask us what we were doing standing across the street from the Saudi embassy.
I didn't realize the Secret Service guards foreign embassies.
Not usually, no, sir.
No. Did they give you any trouble, Saudis?
No comment on that, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll take that as a yes.
But Fahrenheit 9/11 isn't just making jokes about current events. What we get here is a full-blown alternate history of the past 3-plus years. Moore makes a persuasive and unrelenting case that there is another way to look at things beyond the version we've been given by the administration and the press. Moore has been criticized for putting too much of himself into his films, for being a self-promoting presence on screen. He decided in this case he could be most effective behind the camera, connecting the dots as he sees them. He lets others do the talking for him, like a mother whose son has been killed in Iraq, or a soldier who won't go back to kill Iraqis.
I will not let anyone send me back over there to kill other poor people.
Fahrenheit 9/11 lifted its title from the Ray Bradbury novel Fahrenheit 451, which is in turn named after the temperature at which books burn. The novel posits a comfortable future world without books, where omnipresent television tells people what they should be thinking. It's a world that Michael Moore insists is closer than we may want to admit.
Kenneth Turan is a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.